And now, news with Jeff Lane on Richmond's Classic Hits, 1017 The Point.
Good morning. This is the 6 o'clock report. It's 48 degrees under clear skies in the Whitewater Valley. Here's more on our report yesterday about the total economic damage created by drug addiction in our area. IU researchers say the total damage to Wayne County since 2003 has been $538 million, but the numbers have gotten much bigger each year. It went from $26 million in 2015 to $54 million in 2017, the last year of the study. And here are the numbers for other counties since 2003. Union's impact is $35 million. Fayette's is $221 million. Franklin's is $300 million. Randolph County's impact is $182 million, and Henry's is $256 million. A crash late last night on I-70 led to the recovery of drugs and landed two people in jail. Officers responded to a call of a car in a ditch on westbound 70 near the Centerville exit. According to scanner traffic, a man later identified as 52-year-old Ira Hamilton of Winchester was found in the car unconscious and still clutching drugs in his hand. He was revived and taken to jail along with 31-year-old Christina Fraze of Richmond. The quantity and type of drugs recovered has not been released. A man is in custody after allegedly carrying drugs, a large knife, and a Randolph County Sheriff's Department badge. 48-year-old Galen Byers is not a deputy but had the badge outside an Albany convenience store. Once inside the jail, Byers vomited up a balloon filled with 10 grams of methamphetamine. The Sheriff's Department is looking into how Byers obtained the badge. The investigation is now complete into an Oxford explosion last month that seriously injured one boy. Police say Caleb Bogan, who's 12, found a modified pyrotechnic device and tried to light it. Here's Caleb now.
It had a big green wick on it, and when I tried to light it, it was already burnt.
He lost his hand in the explosion but continues to recover.
I'm good. After the week in the hospital, I feel fine.
Caleb's family says he will eventually get a prosthetic hand.
Good morning, I'm Jeff Lane with news on Richmond's Classic Hits, 1017 The Point.
Richmond's Classic Hits, 1017 The Point. Prince on a Tuesday wake-up call. Good morning, how are you? It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock and 49 degrees. The coffee is flowing and we are ready to go. Personal story here coming up in just a little bit. I want to share something with our audience here, something that... it's something we all have to go through, so we'll do that here in just a second. Because we have a very, very full show today, and so I don't have a lot of time to talk about me. And that's not good.
That's really upsetting to you, isn't it?
No, it's fine. Coming up on the show today, Brian Schlieper from the Cardinal Greenway will be here. Jason Rusnak from Cutting Edge Physical Therapy. They're doing another free seminar. And I think I'm saying this right. I don't know. Jen Ruggiero? Is going to be here from In Concert Richmond.
Finger crossed, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll find out. And I know her. We've met. I mean, I could pick her out of a lineup. You know what I mean? It's not a new thing. And then I still am not certain. So I'm sure this isn't the first time that she's had this, but she's not also been on the radio at all. And so we'll figure it out. We'll get it straight.
Okay. All right.
Things you need to know. Now, because of all of these interviews. And the fact that sales wants to schedule our interviews for us, our sales staff, we have to move this back. We have to go to 8:45 for Things You Need to Know. So
that's all good.
Yeah. So if you're someone that downloads the pod to listen to Things You Need to Know, you have to scroll down
just a little bit more.
Fast forward
another 20 minutes.
All right. So I was in Indianapolis and saw some people that were homeless. Also saw some people that did not approach me. But, hey, you got any spare change? And it led me to think about panhandling. And we are in a place where homeless and panhandling aren't mutually exclusive, but yet they're quite different situations. And on the east side of Richmond, there are times, especially now that the weather is getting warmer, where some people will be at a stop sign, you know, as you turn out of Walmart, or they'll be, you know, at a stoplight, and they're just...
You know, the classic, like, cardboard,
yeah.
Sharpie.
And then there's also, like, churches that'll just run by with a bucket. And, you know, so the question is, for our Runnels chiropractic question today. Should panhandling be illegal? But there's a lot that goes into that. It's a mess. So we'll talk about that as our question of the day. Let's get to the forecast, because what I hear is above normal temperatures. That's what I heard Kirsty Zontini say today. Above normal temperatures.
Yeah, today's supposed to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high of 67.
Whoa.
Low of 42 tonight, mostly clear and calm. For tomorrow, high of 57, so it will be a little bit cooler than it is today.
Mm.
Low of 45 for tomorrow night, and then Thursday we're supposed to go way back up with a high of 73, and we have a chance of showers later on.
Yeah, yeah. And the if tomorrow is a high of 57 but not windy, it'll feel as good as a sunny day, high 67. Maybe not.
Well, it says clouds return, yeah. So it may not be.
May not be bad.
It may not be bad.
Okay, all right. How are you? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Doing all right. You got the Ford shirt on, so
yep.
That means you're working today.
Yep, I'm working today.
All right, and the hair's parted, hats off. You're looking baller. I like that. Today is National Name Yourself Day. If you want to choose a new nickname or it says moniker, but for the sake of fun, we're not going to let you change your name from Noah Bevington. My question is, if you wanted to name yourself like a nickname, if you wanted to pick a nickname, do you have one?
Not offhand, no.
No, I don't even know if I could come up with a nickname for you. You know, Noah is just who you are.
Yeah.
You know, I've had, if you talk to Jeff Lane, Jeff will call me Quinner. And he has for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, but no one else calls me Quinner.
No.
You know, because I'm a Phil. I look like a Phil.
You do kind of look like a Phil.
Yeah,
though.
Right? I'm a dumb like a
you
Phil.
You couldn't even match another name.
No, I don't think so. So if you wanted to name yourself a new name, you know, what would it be? I mean, I don't even think, what's your middle name? You're not
what's
telling me?
What's my middle name?
Yeah. What? Are you serious? You're not telling me?
Alexander.
There's nothing wrong with that. Noah Alexander Bevington sounds like you helped write the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's good. No, it's a great, that's a baller.
Pretty sure that was my dad's idea.
That's okay. My middle name is Matthew. Philip Matthew Quinn. So, anyway.
Well, I kind of figured that considering the Matt Quinn.
Yes.
Photo.
Well, that's
from,
what happened.
You know, the early 2000s.
Yeah, I start working at another radio station. They want me to change my name. It's like, you can't change your name. Even on National Name Your Change Your Name Day, you can't change your name and start going with a middle name. You just can't all of a sudden do that. I don't know how in our society women change their last names. That'd be really hard to do. A very difficult process to go through a name change. Anyway, that's what it is. All right, so I've got to share something with you, and I was thinking about waiting later in the week, but I don't know that it's relevant. I don't know that I can get around doing it, so I'm going to do this in just 2 minutes. All right, okay. My mom has started to lose her balance and have some problems, and so she has been falling down. Now, she has lived with me since I got divorced. She was living with me and my wife at the time. We kind of had a mother-in-law suite, and so when getting divorced, I just said, you're not going to get an apartment on your own. Just I'll buy a house, you just move in. We've taken the steps over the last 4 years or so of making sure that we had all of our ducks in a row, that once some time came in where she wasn't going to be able to take care of herself on her own, and I'm hardly ever home, that we would get her moved into a facility. And the Leland Legacy has been where Mom has wanted to go for years. We know the administrative staff, Amanda Marquis, Amanda Corman. We know the facility. We've been there a lot. And so we moved Mom to the Leland yesterday. And it's a difficult thing. It's difficult for a son to go, Mom, I just can't take care of you on your own. It's hard to accept that. But boy, has the Leland been amazing. I mean, Noah, eventually you may have to make these decisions for your parents. And I'm just telling you, to have the support staff, at the Leland is amazing. Amanda Corman and Amanda Marquis, the Amandas, have been unbelievable. The staff up at the front desk, the CNAs that work there, mom's already had to hit her button, you know, spilled a soda on the floor. They've already had to come, you know. Even the people working in the kitchen, they saw that mom had kind of slept through dinner last night. So they come up and they go, hey, do you want us to help box something up for you? I mean, come on. Made me feel really good. I hated having to help mom make this decision and transition. It's been a lot of work the last 3 weeks or so.
Right.
But could not have done it. Could not be in this situation where she can't be in a better spot than the Leland. She can't be.
Yeah, it's definitely a good call, man.
It is. It is. So
it's definitely a good call.
It is a good call. She's got a great room, and it's like,
I heard it's nice.
It is. It's stacked. So I want her to get her situated, and then we may talk more about that story or have Amanda on or whatever. But I wanted to take a moment and just go, I mean, a weight's been lifted, and it's because the Leland has been great for mom. So, all right. We'll get out of here. But I needed to get that off my chest. Otherwise, it's just going to build up, and then it'll explode into a 12-minute conversation, and that's no good. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about panhandling and whether or not that should be illegal. That's our Runnels Chiropractic question today. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Wake Up Call, brought to you by Phillips Drugs, your good neighbor pharmacy. He is a very smart man. Noah Bevington playing a little Steve Miller Band and Go On, Take Your Money and Run, helping us lead us into our question of the day, brought to you by Runnels Chiropractic. Should panhandling be illegal? For me, I say, yeah, I think we do need some sort of local law. The problem is where a person is standing may not be owned by somebody. It may be government property. It could be federally or state-owned property, depending on where you are, or local law. So the laws have to kind of, I don't know, work together or something. I remember a friend of mine owned a restaurant and had a panhandler at the corner of his block where you could still get in and out of the restaurant without necessarily being asked to give money. But he decided he would walk down and give him a cheeseburger. Say, hey, here's a cheeseburger. Can we maybe move on the way? Great. The panhandler agreed. And then the next day, there he is
back.
Again.
Yep.
Gave him another cheeseburger. And then the next day. And then sort of that kind of had that faded out after a couple of months. So no one likes seeing someone panhandling. I mean, I'm sure there's not a panhandler's like, hey, I got an idea. I'm going to make some money doing this. I don't think that's the case. But I also don't think people are heartless because they don't want to give money to a panhandler because they're not sure where it goes. And there's some people that would give lots of money if they knew where it went. But there's a difference between that and being homeless, okay? And so they're not mutually exclusive necessarily, but they are certainly different. And so from a panhandling standpoint, should there be like a permit or something? That's our question. And I happen to say yes. Shirley says yes. She agrees. Personally, I've never stopped and given one anything. I don't make eye contact, but it does make me uncomfortable when they're there. Well, yes, and I'm sure it's uncomfortable for them too.
Oh, yeah.
Cindy says yes. Don says yes. Even if only for safety reasons. But one of the things that I don't like are organizations that kind of are walking in the middle of traffic. Hey, help us with our church mission, that sort of thing. It's like, whoa, this can't be good for anybody. They're actually putting on orange vests, you know? So I just think there needs to be something. But we want to know what you think. Go on over to Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We are live there on all of those social platforms asking our Runnels Chiropractic question of the day today. Should panhandling be illegal?
Now, back to the Wake Up Call with Phil Quinn. Brought to you by Phillips Drugs on Richmond's Classic Hits. 1017 The Point.
It is 49 degrees, 646, the Wake Up Call. Brought to you by Phillips Drugs, your good neighbor pharmacy. Jeff Lane with some breaking news about some incident happening on I-70.
Yeah, if you're headed west on I-70 this morning, at least very far west at all, you'll want to take US 40. That's because 70 is completely shut down right now westbound. The area is between Wilbur Wright Road and State Road 3, which is the Newcastle exit. It happened about 5:15, and it did involve a shooting with a Henry County Sheriff's deputy. We don't know if if the deputy was shot or if somebody else, a possible criminal suspect, was shot. Regardless of that, there is an investigation ongoing. We also know that a helicopter is either landing or is about to land on I-70. I don't know how long it's going to remain closed, although based on some of the initial information, it's not going to reopen anytime soon. I would say, just guessing, at least another hour. So if you're, again, headed west on 70, take US 40 instead. I just got a call from someone who was stuck in the line saying now that traffic is diverting at Cambridge City, so you're going to see some heavy traffic through Cambridge City if you live in that area. We'll keep you updated and have more coming up at 7 o'clock. Following up on something that I did yesterday, and that's the economic damage created by drug addiction in our area, it's you can go to this research page and see year by year the financial impact that it's having on Wayne County and all the counties in our area. We told you yesterday that $538 million has been the impact since 2003 of drug addiction, but it went from $26 million in 2015 to $54 million in 2017. That's the last year of the study. You can see numbers for other counties in our area on our website. I'll have those posted coming up here in just a little bit.
One thing I want to add about that is, is the study able to continue? You know, because I wonder if we've seen the peak of the opioid crisis and then start to see maybe it trend in a positive way. But I don't know if they're going to continue doing the study.
I think so. In fact, that study includes a sort of a formula. It's a very, very complicated and involved one, and one that I couldn't begin to figure out. But it is there, so I assume that somebody's going to be able to continue that.
Great.
High-speed motorcycle chase through Richmond City streets early this morning. This is the second one we've had in about a week. Last week, they caught the guy. This week, not so lucky. This dude, according to scanner traffic, going 120 miles an hour in the area from Elks Road east to the state line. He was fleeing east. Actually, got into Preble County, turned on Oxford-Gettysburg Road. That's where National Trail is.
Yeah.
And that's sort of where they lost track of this guy.
Well, going that fast? Heck yeah.
Man, 120. Can you believe that? Wow. A drug-related crash on I-70 last night. And in this case, it happened near the Centerville exit. They got there. And this guy allegedly still had drugs clutched in his hand as he was laying there unconscious. Ira Hamilton of Winchester is his name. He was revived and is now in good enough condition to be at the Wayne County Jail, along with the alleged driver, Christina Fraze. Don't know yet what kind of drugs were recovered or how much. I found this interesting, Phil. Just a couple days after filing a cease and desist order against the contractor overseeing the facade project in downtown Richmond, City yesterday said that there's progress now in the building that houses Tin Lizzie and the Tin Cup Tea and Gift Shop, saying the city's Facebook page, saying that bricklaying is about to begin there.
Okay. Look, I've talked to Rachel Hughes. I talked to her on Friday before all of the press release went down. So the mayor, my understanding is the mayor contacted personally each of the city council members to let them know what had happened, that the cease and desist order was going to be filed. The scaffolding was already coming down earlier in the day on Friday. So it wasn't like, now you got to get your stuff down. They started taking stuff down quickly and violently and not really caring who was walking through. What this is just, it's just one of those types of techniques that I think city administrations use to try to spin this thing positively. But the fact is, the Stellar project has been abysmal. Getting stuff done has been terrible. And it's one of the reasons why I think Dave Snow has a challenge in a primary, is because of how bad this Stellar project has progressed. And I know there's previous administration, and I inherited a whole bunch of stuff. I get all that. But, man, I feel so – the businesses that have got Stellar projects waiting in the wings, what are they thinking right now? They're just like – they have to be scared to death.
Yeah, I would think.
And then you have construction on top of that. I get it. But we're moving forward and progress and all that. But I think this meeting that's coming up tomorrow, it's going to be a Richmond uprising. Not Richmond rising, a Richmond uprising. You've got people that have businesses in the downtown area that are as frustrated as you could be, and they're trying to keep their business open. And I hope that the administration, the city's administration, not just Mayor Snow, but all the department heads are listening to that. And so you put out there on Facebook, well, don't worry, We got bricks coming. You damn well better. This project's been around since 2013. So, anyway.
Yeah.
I'll get off my soapbox there.
All right. We'll end with this one. A guy in custody today, not only was he allegedly carrying drugs and a large knife, but he also had a Randolph County Sheriff's badge.
Sweet!
He's 48-year-old Galen Byers. He was arrested at a convenience store. Once he got into the jail, he puked up a balloon filled with 10 grams of meth. Did Galen Byers?
Yeah.
Sheriff's Department looking into how he got that badge. He is not, by the way, a deputy.
He's not?
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay. And never was?
Apparently not.
All right. Does he have a relative that was?
I don't know.
Did he dress up like one for Halloween?
I just said I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Fine. But it sounds like the life of the party. I mean, you want to ride around with this guy. Not only does he have some meth in his system that's available for purchase, he could also, if he gets pulled over, just flash the badge. Hey. I've always wanted one of those FOP things that go on the back of the license plate. I always thought those were get out of jail free cards. Don't you think?
Yeah.
You get the little sticker and you put that on your window. No, they're not going to trust that. But you get that badge that's like drilled into your license plate. You can go as fast as you want, man. You can go 120 on Elks Country Club Road and not even need a motorcycle. All right. So here's our question of the day. And I want to spend just enough time on this to get your perspective. Should panhandling be illegal?
Not only should it be illegal, it should be punishable immediately and through some sort of stoning on the courthouse square.
Whoa!
I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
There are certainly, we're not saying that there's not desperate circumstances and some people really, really need it. But there's a difference. You know, one of the situations I was going to ask you about is Great American Ballpark. I mean, you go up and down the entrance into the ballpark.
Yeah, that's nothing. What I was going to say.
Yeah, nothing but panhandlers. And they're there because there's a big group of people, some of which have probably had a couple of pops, and maybe they're going to give you some change. To the point where some people they joke about it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to buy alcohol with this. You know, and some people are like, hey, okay, there's an honest guy. So, yeah, but what do you do? I'm sure there's not a lot of panhandlers that are like, hey, I'm just going to try to get some quick bucks.
Yeah.
But I got hit up at the Meyer gas station. I've been hit up on city streets, and it's just awkward. And sitting in your car at an intersection and being trapped is the worst.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. I forever. There was a guy that was doing it in front of Walmart, at Walmart and 37th there. And what you always heard was people say, if you watch this guy, he'll get in his car and he'll drive home. And I actually sat out there a couple times and I saw him and I was just waiting for him so that I could drive, you know, follow him. And I lost my patience because he was probably out there all day.
Yeah.
I never did anything with it.
Well, it's going to warm up. So high-speed motorcycle chases, scooters, and panhandling are going to be a common nuisance in our area, and I wonder if there shouldn't be some law.
I think so.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
And now, news with Jeff Lane on Richmond's Classic Hits, 101.7 The Point.
Good morning. This is the 630 Report. It's 50 degrees under clear skies in the Whitewater Valley, and we begin with some breaking news. Westbound I-70 in Henry County has completely shut down between Wilbur Wright Road and State Road 3. The initial report is that the closure is due to an officer-involved shooting. Westbound traffic is backing up quickly. If you're headed west this morning, you'll need to take U.S. 40 instead of I-70. Just a couple of days after having filed a cease and desist order against the contractor overseeing the facade project in downtown Richmond, the city yesterday announced that there's progress on the historic building that houses the 10 Lizzie Cafe and the 10 Cup Tea and Gift Shop. The city's Facebook page has indicated that bricklaying will begin soon. This news is a service of A. Morgan Construction. News at 101.7 The Point continues right after this.
If it weren't for you, they wouldn't be here. A. Morgan Construction thanks all their customers for the success their family-owned business has achieved in just a few short years. And if you're considering home improvements, now is a good time to contact A. Morgan Construction. A new kitchen or bathroom will enhance the aesthetic and value of your home. New windows can reduce heating and cooling costs. Call A. Morgan Construction today for a free estimate. 939-2394. A. Morgan Construction, where your vision becomes reality.
There was a high-speed motorcycle chase through Richmond City streets earlier this morning, and unlike last week, a rider seems to have escaped. According to scanner traffic, the motorcycle rider hit speeds of 120 miles per hour as he fled east on Main Street at around 1:30 this morning. The chase entered Preble County and turned south past National Trail Schools. Officers lost track of the rider near U.S. 35 and Oxford-Gettysburg Road. There's no word yet on what started the chase. A man is in custody after allegedly carrying drugs, a large knife, and a Randolph County Sheriff's Department badge. 48-year-old Galen Byers is not a deputy but had the badge outside an Albany convenience store. Once inside the jail, Byers vomited up a balloon filled with 10 grams of methamphetamine. The Sheriff's Department is looking into how Byers obtained the badge. Good morning, I'm Jeff Lane with news on Richmond's Classic Hits, 101.7 The Point.
Welcome back to our program. My guest in studio, Brian Schlieper with the Cardinal Greenway. The weather has turned. It's official, right, Brian?
It is. Well, it's been spring for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it hasn't really felt like
No, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
It was like 70 on Saturday. So,
but people do use the Cardinal Greenway all year long. But now's when, you know, the rubber meets
now
the road.
Now it's time, yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are happening. I first want to talk about last week's cleanup day, because we saw some crews out, maybe even on earlier in the week, right here at the trailhead that's off of Tingler Road, really getting after it and cleaning out some of the shrubbery. So there's a lot of
that.
Yeah,
we had about 25 people come out on Saturday for our first cleanup, which was great. We kind of spread out and just attacked a whole bunch of different projects. And we actually covered the entire 22 miles we have in like 3 hours between all the people we had. It was great, yeah.
And
so
what
we got
that
a lot done.
And that's just some of the overgrowth and some of that stuff?
Okay. Cutting brush back, picking up trash, you know, just cleaning out stuff. And yeah, the trail looks great now.
So, all right, very good. Also noticed that you have added some security features. There's some lighting at some of the parking
spaces. Yeah, we added a
spaces.
Light just down the street here at Union Pike.
Good.
Where are we at here?
Yeah, that's Tingler, right.
Tingler Road.
Yeah, that's right.
Because last summer, I don't know why, but we had some issues with people messing with the porta potty out there.
Okay,
I don't really know why you would want to do that, but yeah, so we put a light out. Hopefully that will take care of that. I don't know.
Sounds like teenage shenanigans to my ideal. But one of the things that we talk about a lot when we have you on is how enjoyable the Cardinal Greenway is for families and how people can get out and get some exercising in and the safety of being able to go on a trail as opposed to maybe necessarily riding along with traffic really helps.
I talk to people a lot. They're like, it's the only place I feel safe riding.
That's right.
I agree.
I understand that.
It's crazy riding on the street.
I understand that. Some cases, that's going to get better, but in the short term, the Cardinal Greenway is one of the real community assets that we have, which is why you guys are helping or being involved with a campaign to raise some money.
Yeah, we're involved in this grant program. It's called A Community Thrives, which is put on by USA Today. Mm-hmm. And there's a pretty significant grant funds available up to $100,000, but we have to raise $6,000 to be eligible. So.
And how do people need
to
do
that? We're a little over 4,000, and it ends on Friday, so we still got a little work to do. So we could use some help. It's a great time to support the Greenway. You can just go to our website, which is cardinalgreenways.org, and there's a button on the homepage to donate.
Okay, very good. And the money that donates stays in our 22-mile stretch?
It goes to the entire trail.
The entire trail.
So it will help the whole trail.
Brian Schlieper is our guest here. We're talking about the Cardinal Greenway. What is this movement about trails? It seemed like we were pretty early in the game in creating some trailways off of railroads, but is this becoming more national, more statewide? What's the status of
the
trails?
Both, you're right on both. Mm-hmm. Last year was our 25th anniversary, and we are one of the oldest trail systems in the country, and which it's great, but that's really not that old.
No.
So it's really a new thing.
Yeah.
Trails are really taking off for
We're
one of the oldest. So,
and you see local governments approving funds to go into this type of thing.
The governor's got $90 million that he's set aside mostly to build new trails,
which
is great. So there's a lot of trails trying to connect to the Greenway.
So I guess my question to follow up, knowing that this isn't a fad, this is not something that's going to go away. Families are going to continue to grow and do more things on the Greenway.
Yeah, I mean, the usage of the Greenway just keeps getting bigger every year. And I think way before I was involved with it, but when it was first built, you know, people thought nobody's going to use it and it's going to be, you know, all these problems. And none of that stuff has happened.
Right.
It's just become more and more popular. And people are using it like crazy.
Right. Before we go, there is something that's going on Saturday on the 13th. Let's briefly mention
that. Yeah, Saturday is opening day for trails, and this is just kind of a little fun event that's put on by the Rails to Trails Conservancy, and they're the ones that last year named us to their Hall of Fame, which was really cool.
That's cool.
So they just it's just kind of a little unofficial kickoff to trail season, so it's just a great time to get out and use the Greenway.
And the
or any trail.
Well, that's true, but there's also other fundraising events that happen throughout the year, whether they're whether it's a walk or run or Biketuberfest or a part of the Reed Ride. I mean, the Cardinal Greenway becomes a part of all these other community events too.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody else last week that wants to have a run on the trail later this summer. So we're always thrilled to have people use it for their events, and we have our own events.
All right. Yeah. Last question, and this is more self-serving than anything else. I started looking at maybe getting an electric bike.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know if those are allowed on things like the Cardinal Greenway.
I just had somebody ask me that last week. Well, yeah, they are becoming pretty popular.
Yeah.
They are. You know, we don't allow scooters or things like that. But yeah, the electric bikes, you know, feel free to use it.
Okay.
Anything that gets people out there, really.
Yeah. They're expensive.
They
it's
are.
It's better to
yeah.
pedal. You get a little bit more burn, a little more calories.
But you have to pedal. It's not like you can get out there and just cruise on it. I mean, you got to do most of the work.
Oh, well. That may shoot that idea.
Okay.
Once again, how can people donate and they have till Friday?
CardinalGreenways.org. That's our website. There's a button on the homepage. So,
perfect. Brian Schlieper. Appreciate you being on the show.
Always good to be on.
We are Richmond's Classic Hits. 101.7 The Point. It's 7:45 on your wake up call. 57 degrees. Got a great day. Sunshine high of 67. Probably some folks maybe getting out in the yard and starting to do that. I think I saw people mowing over the week. I don't think I saw it. I saw them mowing. And I went, maybe, maybe not. As spring comes, also comes the opportunity for you to learn a little bit more about lower back pain. It says here, Jason Resnick, by the way, from Cutting Edge Physical Therapy joining us. It says here, backed by popular demand. I don't know. Certainly, there's a lot of people that suffer from lower back pain. The popular part is that there are solutions, right?
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. There's absolutely solutions. Yeah. As we have said, 90% of all regular back pain resolves within 90 days. We've said that before.
Yeah.
But for those 10% of people who don't resolve, then we need to start looking for solutions. You just do. There's no reason to live with this.
Let's talk about why has the seminars been popular? You've done a lot of them. You've come in and talked about them. They're free. But is it more information-based? Well, here's some other things you need to know besides just feeling like you're helpless.
Absolutely. We teach people the three most common causes of low back pain. Mm-hmm. So that's information. That's important for people. I think making informed choices, and I think that's what people, they're searching information. And it's not always great to go to Google. It's not always great to necessarily go to WebMD.
Well, every time you do that, you have 6 months to live. It never fails.
That's very, very
true. That's it. You're out.
Or it's not really good to talk to your cousin Eddie.
Yeah.
Who had back pain and knows everything about every medical procedure. Just not true. And so I think people are looking for guidance. You might not be the answer, but there may be someone who is a provider that could be the answer for those people.
Yeah. So when is the next seminar that's coming up?
So our next seminar is Wednesday, April 17th, 7 p.m. at our location on the west side of Richmond by El Rodeo. All you have to do is call. And call the office number. It's 939-4871. And register, and it's free.
The one of the reasons to make that phone call now as opposed to later, it's limited seating.
That's correct. Our facility is only so big.
Yeah.
And we like to keep it to about 20 people. Certainly, I'll take a couple more if we get them.
Sure.
But it allows for a very personal interaction. It gives you time with all of our clinicians to ask questions. Our whole staff is there, so it really gives a personal one-on-one and.
Yeah.
Time.
You had shared with me some statistics, and one of the ones that stood out to me kind of right out of the gate is that you're not alone if you suffer from lower back pain, but certainly yours can be different and caused by different things. It seems like it's almost never the same with people that suffer from lower back pain.
That's absolutely correct. There are 9 out of 10 people who seek treatment for low back pain. We never know the exact cause of your low back pain.
Mercy.
Which I think is striking, right?
Yeah.
Which it also tells us that clinicians can make mistakes, MRI scans can make mistakes, x-rays can make mistakes. A lot of things go into this, but your symptoms never make a mistake. So, and that's how we treat people.
Yeah. The seminar is for people that might have missed work due to sciatica or back pain. Have you been able to not enjoy some family activities because you're afraid of aggravating said injury? This type of pain, numbing pain, those are the people you're looking to try to help.
Absolutely. So anybody who has leg pain associated with their back. Yeah. So you could have numbness, tingling, burning, aching, all of those things. You could have weakness. You're dragging your leg. You're not walking normally. All of those symptoms can indicate a back problem, and those should be examined.
So I'm a back pain sufferer, and one of the things that is sort of the default mechanism is someone goes, hey, go get an MRI. Okay, so what, I mean, what do you think about that? If that's your first cause to go do that, what's the...
I tell people two statistics. 52% of people who have an MRI, 52% of the time, the MRI does not tell us what's wrong with your back.
Really?
Number one. Number
that's
two.
That's over half. That's I'm not good at math,
half.
But it's over half.
Yeah, that's significant, right? Yeah. When you pay $2,000 for a test, you want it to tell us what's going on. So that's a serious side effect with that.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that MRIs don't fix anybody.
Yeah, just a diagnostic.
And you can get a significant amount of any type of other treatment without necessarily having to have an MRI. There's something that we also saw that there's been a 300% increase in the number of MRIs in Medicare beneficiaries over a 10-year period. That is striking.
Wow.
I don't really have a great reason why there's been such an increase in MRIs, and I think it's because people are getting a better idea about their health. They want to understand what's going on with them. That's really, really great. But go to a clinician and try to understand what's going on with your symptoms and how to treat it, because that's really what it comes down to.
In 1993, one of the stats you have is that there were about 150,000 people that ended up having back surgery, compared to 350,000 in 2007. Why is that?
I think people are searching for answers. And if you talk to any of the back surgeons, and we work with all of them all across this, you know, East Central Indiana, and they'll tell you back surgery is not the answer. This is the absolute last thing we want to do. What we know for certain is our population has not doubled. So it's not like there's double the amount of population, we should double the amount of surgeries. I think people are seeking answers too quickly. But I find that the back surgeons are saying, hey, this is the last thing we absolutely want to do.
The back surgeons say that.
Yes,
yeah.
Because, you know what, just because you had back surgery doesn't mean you're going to have an 18-year-old back anymore.
Yeah.
You have a 50-year-old back that's completely repaired. It's not going to be the same ever again.
Yeah. Jason Resnick is here. Cutting Edge Physical Therapy is where they're doing a free low back pain seminar. It's coming up on Wednesday, April the 17th at 7 p.m. And again, sometimes people go, oh, free seminar. Well, what's the catch? I don't really think that that's part of what you're doing. Yours is like, look, we just want you to have answers, because we see some of these stats and there's people that are helpless. They just look like they're searching for anything.
That's absolutely true. They don't feel like they get answers. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're here just to give answers to people. If you want to seek some type of treatment, sometimes it's us guiding you. You might have had some other options in the past, and sometimes it's just us guiding you into the right direction. That's why we're here. We treat it all the time.
Yeah.
This is what we're specialists in.
All right, and certainly that is the case. Space is limited to just the first 25 registrants, so get in and make sure that you register for the seminar. Again, it's free. Here's the number, 939-4871. We did share the event that Cutting Edge is hosting on the Points Facebook page. If you want to learn a little bit more about that, or if you need another shot at the number, we hope people take care of their backs. It's now the time to be out in the yard and doing those sorts of things and starting those softball leagues. So again,
and mowing grass.
That's right. So if somebody does have a question, they don't need to be referred by a doctor. They can just call you directly.
That's correct. You can stop in at our office, where all of our clinicians are there every day.
There you go.
Okay. And we'd be glad to help.
There you go. Jason Resnick, thanks for being on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Time for birthdays and anniversaries, brought to you by Paint the Town in Richmond. Maria does such a great job. Come on. How is it not fun going to Paint the Town and paint something? You got Easter coming up, Mother's Day, birthdays, bridal shower gifts. Who knows? There's a lot of stuff going on. And you can stop in anytime, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, 411 North 8th in the Historic Depot District. But we do have some events coming up. In fact, tomorrow there's a meditative design that's happening at Paint the Town in Richmond. You got to call ahead, though, 765-488-2163. Go to the website, paintthetownrichmond.com. Don't forget to add the E.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
One of my good friends we've had in studio talking about the Richmond Shakespeare Festival, Ray Onko, celebrating a birthday today. So is Julie Barnheiser, Stacia Vermali Hodges. She handles some of my financial stuff over there at Vista Investments. Corey Kuhn celebrating a birthday. So is Steve Grossman. Happy birthday, Steve. Michael Clevenger with a birthday. Cindy Smith, Dustin Pearson, Lori Hedesheimer, Chuck Ward, Jacob Smith, who's raising money for Children of Fallen Police Officers Foundation. $200 trying to raise that, and he's raised 20 so far.
Cynthia Nixon turns 53.
Now, who is she? Who is Cynthia Nixon? I'm not placing it.
Sex in the City, I think?
Miranda. Gotcha.
Yeah, right. There we go.
Good.
Dennis Quaid, he turned 65 today as well.
65? He's 65. Ready for Medicare?
Ready for Medicare.
Quaid? Wow. That's birthdays and anniversaries. Thanks again to our sponsor, Paint the Town in Richmond. Sports on the Point brought to you by Indiana University East. See high-level college track and field at the River States Conference Championships hosted by IU East at Eaton High School on April 25th and 26th. Well, we have ourselves a national champion.
And Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
We're talking about the most humbling loss you could ever imagine. The overall number one seed a year ago, and to come back and then face all these little moments in this year's tournament and always find a way to prevail. Amazing.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Former Mr. Basketball in Indiana, Kyle Guy finishing with 24 to help lead the comeback Cavs. Turning to baseball, the Reds had the day off as they start a three-game series with the Marlins tonight at Great American Ballpark. Last night, the Cubs shut out the Pirates 10-0. Cardinals squeaked by the Dodgers 4-3. Braves win, and the Angels best the Brewers 5-2. High school baseball in the area, it was Seton losing to Try 6-4. Muncie Central shutting out Winchester 4-0. Hagerstown blanks Lincoln. The Knights lose to Monroe Central 4-1. In softball, Liberty Christian over the Seton Cardinals 4-3. Centerville loses to National Trail 10-8. Northeastern shuts out Knightstown 5-0. And in the NBA, the Pacers are off tonight. They're on the road tomorrow at Atlanta. Richmond's Classic Hits, 101.7 The Point. We've got a great tribute band, AC/DC tribute band, Prowler Band, coming up this Saturday night. It's going to be at the Fourth Floor Blues Club. It's part of the In Concert Richmond series. Here to talk about that is the president of the board, Jen Ruggiero. And did I say that right? Did I do okay?
That's correct.
All right. Look, she's here. It's good. She also works as a realtor for EXP, so we want to make sure that we mention that as well. So let's talk about the show coming up this Saturday night, AC/DC.
Yes, we have the Night Prowler Band out of the Motor City.
Awesome.
And along with the band, we are doing a couple contests.
Yeah, let's talk about those. What are the different contests you're doing?
A Dress Like Angus contest.
Now, for maybe some of our listeners that aren't familiar, that would be AC/DC's guitar player. Suit and shorts.
Right. And a tie.
Oh, yes. Don't forget the tie. And a lot of movements. Okay, so the Dress Like Angus Con, and then?
I forgot to tell you. Mm-hmm. I'll be dressed like Angus, too.
Are you? Okay, so this isn't just for guys. We want everybody to dress up like Angus.
Whoever wants to participate.
That's so great. And then you also have another contest.
Yes, an air guitar contest.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's just basically you're going to get up and try to...
Work with the band.
Rip it all. Okay.
And a $100 prize for each contest.
Really? Mm-hmm. I like that. We have, every now and then, when we talk about In Concert, we just kind of highlight the shows and highlight the sponsors and when people can get tickets and that sort of thing. I want to talk about In Concert Richmond for just a little bit. Maybe somebody new to town's not familiar with it. The organization is basically there to provide some entertainment but also help raise some money.
Right. We are very unique. We partner entertainment with nonprofits. We have 16 participating nonprofits this year.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And we have raised $89,000 so far this year.
So far this year?
Yes, we'd like to make $100,000. So yeah. We're still looking for sponsors.
Okay, all right. So sponsors are still available in concertrichmond.com if you want to learn more about that. Now let's talk about tickets. So this show for the AC/DC Tribute Band, it starts at 7 o'clock at Fourth Floor Blues Club. But tickets are starting to get scarce.
We are nearing a sold-out show.
Oh,
again, third time this year.
Wow.
And tickets are $15.
Okay.
$20 at the door if they are available.
Yeah. And you don't want to wait. And so you, of course, can select from one of the nonprofits and try to connect with them and get tickets. But is there any place they can buy them besides the door?
We're on Facebook.
Okay.
and also at Rick Parker's office.
All right. So there you go. Jen Ruggiero is here. She's board president of In Concert Richmond. You had mentioned that there is, well, I guess I should ask, are there food available for purchase and all of those sorts of things?
Maria Mitrione's will have pizzas available for purchase.
All right. It says doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. Is this a 21 and older thing only?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Want to mention that as well. I don't know if there's many people under 21 that are AC/DC fans, but they should be, right?
There could be some out there.
I hope so. You've heard a lot of the music before, that's for sure. And the Night Prowler Band, they're from the Motor City. And so they're going to be in concert on Saturday, April the 13th. Tickets are $15. Before we go, In Concert's got some great sponsors already. Can we mention some of those?
Yes. Automated Control and Electrical Systems, First Bank Richmond, Better Homes and Gardens, Barnheiser and Associates.
All right. Fantastic. And we're always looking for more sponsors. You can find out more by contacting InConcertRichmond.com. Yes, ma'am.
Those are just our top.
Oh,
sponsors.
Yes. The top tier. I got you. Right. All right. There are certainly others.
Many more. And we advertise our sponsors at our events.
There you go. So you can learn more about that, Jen.
And on our website.
I love it. Jen Ruggiero, thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's get back to your wake-up call with Phil Quinn. Brought to you by Phillips Drugs on Richmond's Classic Hits, 101.7 The Point.
Time for things you need to know here on the wake-up call. Brought to you by the historic Richmond Depot District. And Noah, I'm going rogue.
You're going rogue?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Instead of mentioning a business sponsor, I'm going to mention an event that's coming up that the Depot District Association wants to make sure many of its members and the community members attend. It's the Get Involved, Make a Difference, RichmondRising.com. They're doing a planning workshop. Lingle Hall, Reed Health, tomorrow, 5:30 to 7 p.m. And here's what they say about the event. It's informal. It's a drop-in atmosphere, educational and interactive stations, trying to help shape the future of Richmond. And the future of Richmond starts in the Depot District. It really does.
It really does.
It really does. So they're asking, why does this matter? And it's because your voice is going to be shaping the Richmond Rising Comprehensive Plan, which helps future development and growth for the next 10 years. So we want people to make sure they're aware of it and attend. You can go to eventbrite.com and get signed up. Check out the City of Richmond's Facebook page for more. All right, let's talk about things you need to know on.
New Mexico has become the fifth state to rename Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, that's happening. It's going to continue to happen. Columbus wasn't all that great of a dude. And so
I never really found the point
of Columbus Day.
Yeah. Other than like, quote unquote discovered America, quote unquote.
Yeah. Yeah. So we, you know, you learn something new every day. And what some of us found out a while ago is that Columbus wasn't all that great.
Nah, he wasn't great.
All right.
McDonald's is said to be cutting items on its late night menu.
Absolutely. Just fix what's able to be sold. Although I'd like McDonald's, if they could, and I know why they don't, but if they could step up their yogurt game. The yogurt parfait, one of the best items on the McDonald's menu, but it's not available until like 5 a.m. And I would love to be able to stop by the drive-thru and pick one up at, say, 4. But I also understand why that's not the case. I mean, and oftentimes they're frozen and they're thawing out, and so they have a whole system in place, but
that's true.
It'd be nice. And I don't want it sitting out, because then it's, you know, it's no longer yogurt. It's something that'll kill you. But, you know.
That's true.
You know, but they should cut those items on the late night menu. Absolutely.
Last Saturday, an Iowa pizza place made the offer, get a $40 flame tattoo, receive 24 free pizzas. The $65 Blaze name logo would earn you 48 free pizzas. And 65 people in Iowa have taken up the offer.
What do you think about 1017 The Point tattoos?
What would we get?
What, we'll give them some airtime. They can
full
come
time.
And, oh, stop!
I had to. Ugh. I had to.
Unbelievable. All right, fine. Just move on.
Texas Tech was excited about being in the championship game last night, even though they lost. The school canceled all classes after 5 p.m. last night and all day today.
Yeah, just to make sure they had a shot to win. Went to overtime. Virginia just held on to win.
How many people do you think are hung over at Texas Tech right now?
All of them. Lubbock, Texas, needs to get some Gatorade You're going to need some...
need some Gatorade.
You're going to need some Gatorade and maybe some late-night McDonald's. All right.
The average guy spends $107 on dry cleaning every year.
That average guy is not a real professional because it costs a whole lot more than that to get the professional dry cleaning done. You're not supposed to wear a suit and then get it dry cleaned right away. You can wear it a couple of times, but look, that's just not the way. But if I get a lot of my shirts pressed, and I get them done at Armstrong. They listen to the show all the time. And so I spend way more than $107. So I know it's an average, but there's some guys that must not be doing anything, getting anything.
Do you think that $107 would just be dry cleaning like ties or whatever?
Yeah, right. I think that's what they're saying. Not spending as much as I spend on just washing and pressing, because I don't iron. I have somebody else iron. You know, I'm not an ironer. I'm a get it out of the dryer quickly guy. And then take my shirts to somebody who's a professional that makes it look nice.
All right. That's all I got.
Out of a poll of 1,000 adults, they revealed that the most important people get impatient. The poll of 1,000 adults reveals most people get impatient and will only wait on hold for 1 minute. That's it. Then they'll hang up. Come on.
1 minute.
1 minute. 60 seconds. 45% think that you should wait until age 25 to get a credit card. Do you have a credit card?
I do not have a credit card.
Okay, just your debit card.
I just have my debit card.
So you have to have some plastic, just not necessarily a credit card. I thought about getting one for Megan, getting an additional card on one of my accounts and then hand it to her. And then the fear of buying whatever she wanted and not having to be responsible to pay for it crept into my mind, and then I stopped it. Yeah.
Greek life.
Yes. No, I know. Hey, don't worry about it, guys. My dad will get the beer. You know, that could happen, and I don't need that to happen. About 42% of us turn on a nightlight before bed. Do you sleep in pitch black?
No, I usually. The TV's on, right? Usually end up falling asleep to the TV.
Yep. So. Okay, so your nightlight happens to be...
TV.
Knowing you, it's probably like True TV or something, watching late night crime stories. I don't know.
No.
I don't know that much about you, actually. 52% of women say a real man shouldn't be scared of a spider. That's true. Guys need to be able to hold the Kleenex and kill the spider. That's a guy thing.
Yeah.
Guys don't need to go, oh, and then run around scared with a spider. Not a spider. Snakes, that's a different story. Mice, you want to be startled with mice, and then you go, oh, yeah, I remember. I'm bigger. And then you're okay. That's about it, right?
Yep.
All right. Things you need to know. Brought to you by RichmondRising.com. They're not actually a sponsor, but they're having that planning workshop. The city of Richmond is very important. Get to that event 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Lingle Hall at Reed Hospital. Eventbrite.com is where you can get signed up. They do want people to register. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything, but certainly, certainly attend. And we'll have more of the wake-up call after this. All right, that's going to wrap up the wake-up call for today. Thanks to Jason and Brian and everybody that... Jen, that we're all here today on today's program. Certainly, we appreciate keeping us up to date on what's going on in and around the community. Boy, I tell you, we've got another jam-packed show tomorrow. How about this, Noah? Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Barnheiser & Associates. Jess will be back here. Of course, we'll do Things You Need to Know. We're going to be talking to people from first responders that are organizing a 5K to help raise some money for that.
Oh, okay.
IU Day.
All right.
Is tomorrow, and so some folks from IU are going to be here. And that's a good show. I'm done with that. A lot to keep us busy here. Our question of the day, how old were you when you were able to say a curse word in front of your parents without them, you know, getting really upset? This has happened in my household. This has happened, and I need some guidance. That's our Reynolds Chiropractic question of the day. Thanks for the download. And if you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, give us a review. Always appreciate those.